This is Bob Young again, fellas. You know, the guy who lives in the past. I'm back with a stack of records today from 1942. That was the year the Germans were advancing in Russia. Many Americans were in uniform or about to be. And Mr. K. Kaiser and his orchestra came out with You Stepped Out of the Dream.
You stepped out of a dream. I invite you to hear Harry Babbitt. Harry?
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be lips like yours? Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly. Stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart, so safe in my heart, sweet you, out of a dream.
'42 was the year the last new automobile models were distributed. After that, it was nothing but a used car. And, brother, how those prices skyrocketed. That is, until the OPA put a ceiling on them. But the prices were still high, and in the intervening year, fellas, awful lot of dough changed hands. Well, that's nothing to remember, is it? Suppose we change our tune and listen to Peggy Mann and Larry Clinton's orchestra doing Sahara.
Thank you. It was night on Sahara, and a magical moon shone above. You and I on Sahara, and a night that was meant for love.
Just for the fun of it, let's take a peek at the 1942 musical lineup throughout the country. Cugat held forth on the starlight roof of the Waldorf. Harry Richmond drew the customers at Chicago Shea Paree. Jan Savitt played under the stars at the Edgewater Beach Hotel. And in Los Angeles, the languorous strains of Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians added atmosphere to the Coconut Grove. If any of those names or places sounded familiar to you, I'm sure this song will too. It's Benny Goodman playing Oh, Look at Me Now. A little of the 1942 personality parade. Joan Crawford married an actor, Phil Terry, Harry Hopkins, White House confidant, Mrs. Louise Gill Macy did the exact same thing in the first White House wedding since 1918. Barbara Hutton married Cary Grant, while Mae West announced that she was permanently divorcing a guy named Frank Wallace, whom she'd hitched onto in 1911. Oh, yes, before we get into our song, 1942 was the year the first wax arrived at Fort Des Moines, Iowa. Well, enough memories. Okay, now a little music. It's Una Mae Carlisle and Walking by the River.
There's dew up on the ground and not a soul in sight. I'm walking by the river 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. I hear a distant sound. I see a far flight. I'm walking by the river 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. Murmuring waters say there's no time to delay. Hurry on your way, my friend. If you don't get there soon, there may not be a moon to guide you to that happy end. My heart is riding high. My blues have taken flight. And I'm walking by the river 'cause I'm meeting someone there
gang, for 1942. I'll be back again pretty soon with another stash of old records and old reminders. So until then, this is Bob Young saying so long, and thanks for listening. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.